I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. It's been over 3 months since Hurricane Matthew smothered western Haiti and impacted 1.2 million people. We're getting close to spring planting season, and over 6,000 Haitian farming families were hurt by the storm. The UN report says they'll get financial aid, but it'll take time to see the effect. Mission Aviation Fellowship has a base in Haiti, and they've been flying disaster relief ministries around the island since day one. MAF's president, John Boyd.
Thousands of people lost everything, so we're very conscious of what God has us doing in these regions, and we will continue. Our plan, of course, is that we stay in Haiti and continue to operate there.
Would you take a moment to pray for the ministry in Haiti? MAF is in it for the long haul, but they need encouragement. Pray, too, for the gospel to grow in this nation. And earlier this week, for Human Trafficking Awareness Month, we talked about how traffickers target the vulnerable. But what happens after they're freed? We spoke with Joe Chadburn of World Missionary Press, who's been in contact with several ministries helping victims get their lives back. Chadburn says emotional abuse is a common tactic that captors use to keep control.
So often they will hold things over these young ladies' heads because they know who they are on social media, or they've already, you know, befriended them as boyfriends or whatever to begin with, earned their trust. So they threaten their families.
The psychological bondage gets even more demeaning. Sometimes victims are branded or tattooed as property. Even when victims are freed, there are a variety of needs that have to be dealt with. A big one is letting them know that they're loved and valued. Find out what's happening at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, listener-supported thanks to you, and partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional this month. It's called My Father's House. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.